This week, we're exploring the basics of affordable housing in Austin. It's a series we're calling Under One Roof, Affordable Housing 101. Yesterday, we met a couple of families, one already living in an affordable home and one who's been on the wait list for 4 years. These are not government housing projects, but homes and apartments built privately, usually by nonprofits. Today, KUT's Joy Diaz introduces us to the people who build affordable housing in Austin and looks at how one project goes from being just a dream to becoming a reality.
It's early morning, still dark outside. Walter Moreau is already done with his morning run. He's downtown getting ready for his workout.
I think there's a lot of things here in the gym that translate to work.
For work, Moreau leads Foundation Communities, Austin's largest nonprofit that builds and manages affordable housing.
You know, it's that intensity, that can-do attitude that coaches are barking at you, and if I can take that into the rest of the workday, I can help solve problems and build more housing.
Build more housing sounds like a focused, achievable goal, but it's a challenge. It comes with many moving parts. That's why Moreau spends the early hours of his days at the gym. It helps him strategize. On any given day, he juggles 3 to 5 projects, each in different stages of completion. To better understand how Moreau keeps his projects straight, I imagine him hauling around a clipboard with a checklist for each.
First, you have the dream.
Check.
Then you got to go find the site.
Check.
We have to compete for housing tax credits.
Check. Next on the checklist is community support. Then city building permits. The design. The construction process, which takes about a year. Leasing comes next.
Then the U-Haul trucks move up and people move in and I cry and it's like, what? You know, 3 years later, you finally get to see it happen.
And Moreau does cry. He says it's tears of joy. As the executive director of Foundation Communities, Moreau is part builder, part CEO, part finance expert, part social worker. Stuart Hirsch is a local housing consultant. He tells me affordable housing in Austin, which is different from government projects, is mostly built by people like Moreau.
Well, under the best of circumstances, historically, it is both for-profit builders and not-for-profit organizations. But when the environment of regulation and the land prices get to a certain point,
as they are now in Austin at an all-time high,
then you end up getting almost all the affordable housing built only by not-for-profit organizations.
These not-for-profits are doing projects like one called M Station. It's Foundation Communities' pride and joy because it was built really close to downtown, within walking distance from services. It serves people of different incomes, some formerly homeless, some middle class, and some in between. Architect Tom Hatch and his team designed M Station.
Okay, design is rhythm, color, texture, light, wind, orientation.
Hatch's words are like music, but I don't know how they can translate into affordable housing when they sound like an expensive proposition.
How about I bring you some pictures?
Tom Hatch returns with lots of visuals, some of the original design, some of the final version, the one adjusted to the project's funding sources.
We did a lot of sunshades on the west side. The bulk of those got removed, and we just put sunscreens on the windows. Cool, big savings. And they wanted this option here with lots of stone. Ka-ching, ka-ching, okay? Well, we ended up with about this much stone here and here as the entry to give it a sense of warmth.
The essence of the development is still the same. Randall Owen is part of the design team. He says they always adhere to the budget, but he wants to make clear that building affordable housing is not a synonym for building cheap housing.
You need to spend the money up front on quality materials and things to not spend the money later with replacement and fixing things.
Scott Wilson couldn't agree more.
Hey, Bill. Can you come with me?
Wilson is a builder who's working on an affordable housing development for seniors. From a distance, the series of cubes with brown walls look like unfinished gingerbread houses. There are no doors or windows yet, just the holes.
Okay. We're in one of the apartments now.
Wilson explains how an upfront expense saves money in the future.
Our front door is hollow metal frame, so it costs more to put in, but it'll last forever. It's also more secure. Our windows will be high performance windows.
The windows plus the sprayed insulation will save on energy bills. Many of these features would be considered upgrades at a commercial property.
Well, a commercial project, the owner often may only be there for 4 or 5 years. Although they build good projects, they make a little different choices sometimes because they're worried about first costs as much as anything.
I'm no expert, but it seems very little differentiates an affordable housing project from a market rate one. Designers focus on what their client wants and what they can afford. Builders do the same. But if so little is different, why aren't there more for-profit builders tapping into the affordable housing market?
It's really not that big a market. There's not enough being built.
But why? Advocates will tell you the demand is clearly there. There's a shortage of at least 30,000 affordable homes for families whose yearly incomes are below $22,000. So the need is there. The money is another story. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. Joy Diaz, KUT News.
You can find more in our series Under One Roof, Affordable Housing 101 at our website, kutnews.org.